Hey, Drew.
Hi, Tennille Arts. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fabulous now that you are on the phone, but can I just start by saying thank you again for rocking our Chicago Galentine's Day acoustic performance. That was so much fun.
Thank you. I was just going to say, I feel like that was the last time I got to see you, so I'm so glad we get to chat today.
Yes, and we love that you were nominated for ACM New Female Artist of the Year, but I more love the fact that you were live tweeting like the rest of us.
Thank you. I absolutely love live tweeting those shows. Like, it's so much fun to just like interact with fans during it because, you know, you can just be fun with it and put your thoughts out there. So I love that.
But are you like me too, where you're doing that and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need to find the most perfect GIF right now for the reaction that I'm thinking?
Yes, that is like my first thought. Like, I need to find the perfect GIF because that's what brings the tweet all together.
Did you have a favorite performance from the show?
Or
a moment that stood out to you more than anything that just grabbed you?
I thought the Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd thing was like so steamy.
Very steamy. Very much. We're all sweating from that one.
I know. I was like, wow. I feel like they brought their like music video to life, which I thought was really cool too.
By the way, I think it's fate when we get to talk to you on such a very exciting week for you because it's your birthday week as well. Hello.
I know. It was so crazy. There's just so many things happening. I'm like inside my stomach is just like all butterflies. I'm
right.
So excited.
Your birthday was on Monday. You realize when it happens on a Monday, on a weekday, you get a full birthday week, right, Tennille?
That's true. I am just, you know what? My boyfriend got me donuts, and I think I'm just going to eat a donut for breakfast every day this week.
Did he get you a dozen? Did you eat them all yourself?
I'm going to because he's like training for like a boxing thing, so
okay.
He's not eating like anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I am just eating and drinking for two of us.
The other thing, we got so many comments, and I wrote it down in my notes. Your dress on the red carpet was gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
I heard, was it your first red carpet for the ACMs? Is that right?
Yeah. My first red carpet ever. So.
Did anything happen when you're thinking in the moment while you're there, what in the world?
Yes. I mean, so the dress was Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, like, my goodness.
What? Like, I never thought in a million years I would get to put something like that on my body. And, like, artists don't get to keep that stuff. It's literally just, like, for the photos. So to be able to, like, put that on and get to, like, you know, take pictures and know that I'm wearing that was just the most fun thing ever. So
it's like you're on E! With Ryan Seacrest asking, what are you wearing?
And I would get to say all these fancy things. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Things we want to know about you, Tennille Arts. Your biggest temptation. Is there an internet wormhole? Is it your favorite meal? What are you thinking?
Potato chips. I can't even buy them because I just eat the entire bag and I'm obsessed.
Do you go for plain or is there a flavoring?
I love pretty much every kind, like salt and vinegar, barbecue, from my Canadian side of things, ketchup chips and all dress chips are really good.
What is one thing that you found for yourself in the last 12 months? Your definition of pandemic self-care?
Ooh, I feel like I've been doing a lot of like face masks and cooking really good food and just, kind of enjoying that part. Because, like, I'm just writing from home, like, pretty much every day. So I get to think about, like, what I'm going to cook and kind of just, like, have that be a little time for me. So it's been great.
Tennille Arts, the most expensive thing you've ever broken in a moment of anger or rage, and then you said to yourself, well, gosh, that was dumb.
I don't know if it would be, like, I don't know if I've broken anything, like, out of rage, but I've definitely...
You cracked your phone screen, yeah.
Yeah, I dropped my phone in a toilet.
Okay, did you take the phone out of the toilet?
Thankfully, there was nothing in there.
Okay.
Like, I had it in my back pocket, and it fell in.
Oh,
so, yes.
Was it the five-second rule?
Well, I was very disgusted and, like, you know, went and immediately... I think I, like, washed it under the sink.
Yes.
Like, I was like, ew. But then I guess that's putting more water on it. That was a bad idea, but...
And then you put it in a bowl of rice.
Yeah, like, all the things. So, yeah, I've done that.
Who is the artist you're loving today, this week, this month, not Tennille Arts?
let's see. I mean... I absolutely loved Maren and Ryan's performance the other night. So I love that song. I'm listening to that a lot.
Well, we love you. We love the song, Somebody Like That. We love seeing you on the red carpet, and we wish you all the best. And hopefully, instead of just our virtual Galentine's Day, we'll see you in town in Chicago soon.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you so much for playing somebody like that. It means the world to me, and this has just been so much fun. So thank you.
And we wish you a fabulous birthday week, Tennille.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.